Hi guys.
You're listening to Stuart Pink on
Phoenix FM.
Lovely. Frey Riding's Building Castles on Phoenix FM Drive. And here to build castles with words is Ian Brasher from Essex Business Partnerships. Hello.
Building castles with words. Never heard that one before. But no. Thank you very much for that compliment, young man.
That's right. I think I'm not sure how you do that, but I'm looking forward to seeing it happen. You start talking about moats and water and bricks and sort of go from there, I suppose. No idea.
Well, I don't think I can talk about them with any degree of authority, but of course I can certainly talk about helping people to build relationships by getting people connected in the right place, getting people talking.
Oh, there we go. That builds things,
but not builds necessarily.
Builds a bridge. Over the water to get into the castle. There we go.
Building bridges.
We got there in the end.
Must be a song about that somewhere.
I think there is. We'll do that one in a minute. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, excellent. You enjoying the summer?
Oh, wasn't it hot last week?
Oh, my God, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Oh, I was just turned into a crispy piece of bacon. It was ridiculous. But I've sort of recovered, I think, with enough moisturiser.
Yeah, and I don't know, a gallon or two of water along the way.
Yeah, a couple of gallons in, a couple of gallons out, you know. So how's Essex Business Partnerships treating you?
We're doing very well, thank you. As ever, there's always news with us.
Always.
So, you know, we've now got certain things fixed in the calendar, and we're just waiting for certain confirmations before the full announcement can be made, but you know what it's like. We have to wait sometimes to push the button. But having said that, on the 8th of August, we have got a new networking group opening up at the Holiday Inn in Southend.
Oh, in sunny Southend.
In sunny Southend, yes. It's going to be a morning breakfast group. And we're really looking forward to it. It's the first time that we've kind of ventured down there in any way, kind of shape or form.
Like this is Holiday Inn near the airport.
Holiday Inn near the airport.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Stunning views.
Yeah.
Of the airport.
As you know, the thing we always like to be able to do is to provide as much ease as possible. It's never perfect. And there's always something that compromises something else. So with it being the Holiday Inn, with it being right next to Southend Airport, with it being a very popular location, it's probably going to be our most expensive event at around £15 a person for members to go.
£15 a person, that's not bad though for Southend, you know.
Precisely.
We've all been down the seafront, you know. That's
precisely.
Can't even get a flake these days.
Yeah. And that includes your breakfast as well as the opportunities to meet new people sometimes, but certainly very interesting people. And we are planning to have a real mixture, as normal, of members and non-member visitors, just to come along, see what we're like, what we're about. But still, we are getting members joining the organisation every single week. We just keep on growing and growing and growing.
Excellent. Growing like your miracle growed the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yes.
You got a count for us? What number are we up to now? I think before it was like, it was a good round number. Have we gone up? Even number, odd number? How's it going to work at the next sit down?
Yeah, we got up to 107 at the end of our first year.
Oh.
Now, the overall number has slipped slightly. We've had a couple of people saying, for various reasons, some people have gone back into full-time employment. Some people have gone off in a different direction and they've said, nothing against you guys. We just like to...
Yeah. Maybe they'll be back at some point.
Yes, later. Absolutely. We certainly hope they would do. So that's something that I think every organisation expects. But at the rate we are collecting new members, we'll be past our target for next year, probably by the end of the summer.
Oh, look at that. Nice and early. Well played.
So, whatever we're doing, and you know, obviously we're being very purposeful about how we promote the message. You know, the connect, communicate, collaborate message is one that we love putting out there, because being able to connect with people you either didn't know, or you didn't know that they covered this aspect of something that you're finding a real pain, being able to talk to them about it. And whether you take up some paid work with them or not, there's so many people out there that are willing to give an hour or two of their time just to say, well, look, if it's this, it's a quick fix and you can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's the kind of thing that we love, is that people are willing to do that.
Could share the knowledge, absolutely, experience. Yeah.
And then there are some things that obviously take quite a bit longer, because when you've got... you can help someone quite easily, for example, to help them understand the basic elements of a business plan, and you can let them go away and write it. And then they say, right, okay, well then now how do I... And that's where someone like me would say, well, you need to go and speak to John, or you need to go and speak to Julia, or you need to go and speak to Emma, whoever.
Yeah.
So that that person gets the best support. So that it depends what their need is, and that's the great thing, is that we like people to be able to tell us what their needs are, so that we can entice certain types of people into the group. We've got some people that do websites, some people that do marketing, some people that do social media, but there's still going to be a niche. Particular niche that one of our existing members won't be that hot on.
You need someone with a really random skill.
Absolutely.
That no one else has.
Absolutely.
So if you can moo like a cow, contact.
But it really is so interesting when you're talking to people about what it is they have as a need. And some of these... subjects are so vast. We've got one member who does data protection purely for schools, colleges, and the like. They've got that particular niche, helping that type of organisation, because it takes a certain...
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, yeah. It takes a certain outlook to be able to put yourself in the mind's eye of the head teacher or the head of the trust that's running an academy, so that you can explain to them the danger points, you know?
Yeah.
And it's that kind of thing that is so different from... an accountant to a solicitor to a school or an academy to a charity even. So everyone has got a specialism, whether they appreciate it or not, where they are really good at helping particular types of people. And yeah. Sometimes it's a size thing. Sometimes people are brilliant at helping companies up to like 10 to 15 people, and others excel when they've got more employees. It's all a real mishmash, and what is really great, and I cannot stress this enough, is that you get some people who get a call come in, and they'll be quite honest about it and say, look, it's not our thing, we don't want to go that big or that small, but we know someone that we know really well, and we recommend you have a talk with them about what you want to do.
That's it. It's who you know sometimes, isn't it?
And those kind of conversations are invaluable. And it all starts by talking to someone at an event like ours, or I'm having a real problem with, and the conversation just flows, and
before you know it, you've got your solutions.
The magic happens.
So basically what you're doing is you're forming the Avengers of business.
Oh, there's a quote, the Avengers of
the
business.
The Essex Business Avengers. That's what you should change your name to. I know you've just changed it, but change it again.
I think that'll be trademarked somewhere.
It might be a little bit, yeah. So if you want to join the Essex Business Avengers, otherwise known as Essex Business Partnerships, how do you do that and where can you find out more information?
Or you can come to any of our events. So I'll just run through them really, really quickly.
Cool. Okay, yeah.
On the first Wednesday of every month, we're at Patch in Chelmsford for a lunchtime event.
Lovely. Lunch included?
Lunch is included.
Hey.
The second Monday of the month will be the new meeting at the Holiday Inn in Southend. On the second Tuesday of the month, right over here on the other end of the county, here at Brentwood Town Football Club, there's a breakfast there.
Breakfast at the football club?
Breakfast at the football club.
Nice. Keepy uppies are optional.
There will be a lunch at the Six Bells in Borum on the second Friday of the month. Then we look at a lunch at Wally HQ in Brentwood for the third Wednesday of the month. The last Tuesday, normally the fourth, but sometimes there's five in a month, as
it
you
does
know.
Get a bit complicated, doesn't it? Four this time, five next time. Tuesday then.
Yeah, we go down to Action Coach at Orsett for their evening event. I say normally, there's a change tonight.
I was going to say, you're off there tonight. No, you're not on there tonight. Oh,
we would be, but there is unfortunately a change. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then the fourth Thursday of the month, we have a breakfast down at the Players Lounge in Billericay. So that's a rundown of the events as they are at the moment. We hopefully, as I say, if everything gets ticked off, we will have two more in September. So there will be one just inside the M25.
Inside the inner circle.
Yeah.
Look at that, branching out.
Between Chingford and Epping. And one up at Great Dunmo.
Oh, up the top there.
Up the top there. So, you know, that's what the name, you know, is allowing us to do. It's giving us a lot of scope to move around the county, which is brilliant. But tonight, unfortunately, because of some unforeseen and unavoidable incidents, we have had to move tonight's networking from the Action Coach offices at the Orsett Hall Hotel to the Swan Inn at Horndon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Been there, though. That's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
So
can confirm.
We will be there, the Swan Hill at Horndon on the Hill. And hopefully everyone will have got the message. Everyone would have read the email. But just in case, I thought it would be worthwhile mentioning here as well.
Okay, and Ian said you'd buy you all a beer. Was that right? I'm fine. The look I'm getting now. Oh, I'm sure he kicked me then.
I can't kick you under this table.
It's too far away, isn't it? Yeah. So that's tonight at the Swan in Horndon. So all these dates and stuff, they're all on the website, are they? People can find them there, or do they contact you?
You can get them through the website, or you can go onto our Eventbrite page. So other ways you can see what's going on is you can like us, follow us, whatever way it is these days, on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just look for us. We're still going through the rebranding, so they're still showing the name of Chelmsford Business Partnerships. Soon to be Essex. Website, the same thing. You look us up, chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. And also what you can do if you want to, we have got our Eventbrite page again, Chelmsford Business Partnerships. Look us up and all of those meetings that I have just mentioned should be there. If not, then they will be there very soon. It's been going great. And we had a meeting last week, last month, where unfortunately I couldn't get there because I'd kind of booked out something else. But we actually had more non-members go than members.
Oh, wow.
Which is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, so that was the one at the Six Bells in Chelmsford.
A non-member mobbing?
This is what we like. We love it when we get people together that may not have met before.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is what it's all about.
Meet people with... So I guess you can be from any business at all. Big, absolutely. Small, on your own, a million people working for you.
Yep.
If you've got little minions that work for you and you build bad guy, take over the world rockets, then you can still go.
Even if you're Groot, yeah, absolutely.
Has he come yet?
No.
To any of the meetings? No?
No. We've sent out the invitations, but he's ignoring us.
He's not. That's fair enough, isn't it? He obviously don't rely on movies. He doesn't really connect with people, does he?
Only to kidnap him.
You don't need that kind of customer.
No. not our kind of ideal customer.
Excellent. Well, have a good time tonight, and hopefully they'll all have heard this and be expecting the beer when they get there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And a quick reminder where they can find you online and track you down.
Yep, so online it's www.chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. The email address to contact us on is info@chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. Facebook and LinkedIn, Chelmsford Business Partnerships. And if you're a member, you can actually post into our Facebook group as well. So if you want to know the kind of things that you can glean from our members, then you can look on the Facebook group. Because it's open to the public, even though they can't post to it.
Oh, we can have a look.
They can have a look.
See the chat.
See what people know, yeah.
Cool. Excellent. We've not done that thing with the gold or black dress. That was a little while ago now, wasn't it?
Not yet. No. It's
it's more useful than that.
Yes. A lot more useful than that.
Lovely. Ian, lovely to catch up with you. What have you got going on at the weekend?
Weekend.
Anything exciting? Put you on the spot now.
No, weekend is relatively quiet one. Meeting some friends for a drink up in London, actually. Spend an afternoon up in London.
Excellent.
Friends of ours are travelling down from up north to go and see Lady Gaga at Tottenham. So we're meeting them for a drink in the afternoon.
Excellent. You have to get your poker face on.
Hey.
Beautiful. Lovely. Thank you, Ian. We'll see you soon.
See you later, mate.
98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.